good. Feeling good. Healthy.
Glad to be at a and coming up with a game rather than one all the time.
Yeah. It's going to be. We're really excited for this game, and we've been really focused in practice all year, so we're really anticipating this game on Sunday.
Must be pretty difficult having a couple guys out right now and going up and down.
Yeah, it is. It's and they're key players, but it's not a season ending or anything like that. So we're everyone's filling in. Everyone's doing really good and adjusting to that.
How are you taking to the new offense and your new responsibilities?
I'm liking it a lot. This year it's more of a set position for me. A wing three position is where I get to play mostly, so it's more stable in the sense of I know what I need to do and the things I get to do on the court.
Coach says you have about half of what he'd like in right now. How easy or difficult has it been to pick up the new system?
It's all repetition and how, you got to do it and you got to focus every day in practice. The more stuff we get in and the more we can just go up and down and not have to reteach, the better we're going to get at it, because if we're spending this time reteaching everything, it's going to be tough to get new things in. So it's just everyone has to bring a lot of focus to practice. That makes it a lot easier.
How have Cully and Bryce looked when they've been on the floor together?
They've been good. The positions are really interchangeable. Mm-hmm. The 1-3 are pretty easy for the guards, for us to pick up, for us to figure out the different positions. So they've been able to play really well together.
And what stood out to you about Zach? Because Coach just referred to him as somebody that's been really consistent and one of the more consistent players you guys have had throughout practice.
Oh, he has. It's been really encouraging to see him play. He's been shooting the ball really well, and he has a really good court sense. He's been showing that he knows where to be on the court on offense and defense, and it's making a big difference in the type of style we get to play, because he's a big, bigger guy who can shoot the ball.
Are you going to shoot as much as you did, or are you more drive when you get the ball?
It's going to be more reading the defense. I mean, some games it could be, if they're playing off, it could be more shots than drives, but getting the ball in the lane and making smart plays when I get in there, it's not over-penetrating or anything like that. So it's all depending on how the defense is playing.
Is anything coming natural at all, or is it still thinking your way through?
No, it's a natural way of playing up and down and reading the defense, because a lot of this is predicated on us reading the screens, reading how the defense plays. So there's not a set thing to do. There's not a right or wrong move to make on any certain play. It's it gives you the chance to exploit the defense if they're trying to take shortcuts or cheat through the screens.
Up-tempo doesn't necessarily mean frenetic. I mean, for fans that are going to show up expecting half-court alley-oops and all kinds of crazy stuff, what can they expect to see on Sunday?
They'll expect to see, it's going to be fast-paced. It's going to be, hopefully there will be some alley-oops, but it's not going to be a Harlem Globetrotters, throwing the ball around. It's going to be a focused fast break type offense, and if you don't get it in the original fast break, it's in the motion. It's going to be a lot of movement. So,
how confident are you guys in the fast break offense as opposed to your half court offenses?
They go together. If we the fast break is first option. If there's nothing there, then it's right in the motion. So, we're not less confident one or the other. I mean, it's. If the defense is getting lazy, and we feel we're well conditioned, so we're going to be able to run. Everyone's in there, they're running. If you're not, then you're going to be sitting out, so that's going to make a difference.
And even in the half court, you feel like it's a lot more motion as opposed to set plays?
Yeah, absolutely. And even when we do run set plays, there's certain things you can do out of it to read the defense and make plays on your own.
What do you guys have to accomplish with two of your veterans on the bench, do you think, on Sunday?
Sunday, we just got to bring – every player's got to be focused. We can't be making mental mistakes. These guys bring a lot of energy also, Matt and Jared. And if we're taking mental breaks, then it's gonna make the game a lot tougher on us. As much as it is fast break, you still have to concentrate the whole game.
Who's kind of been the leader on the court with those two guys side?
me, Coley, and Brommer have been really working to pick up the energy and keep everybody focused these last few weeks and really moving forward each day in practice.